This is KCUR 89.3. It's been said that before third grade, kids are learning to read, and after third grade, kids are reading to learn. But getting kids reading on grade level is more difficult when they switch schools. KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports on what's working at one elementary school with a transient population.
There were 307 students enrolled at Pitcher Elementary on the last day of school, but that number doesn't tell the whole story.
All right. The red means that they have moved out on us.
That's Principal Carol Howard.
The yellow means that they came in after the school year began. So you can just see just by the colors on here, the in and outs.
There's more red and yellow on the class roster than white. Pitcher Elementary is about as far east as a school can be and still be in the Kansas City public schools. It's just blocks from both the Independence and Raytown districts. Kids often bounce between them. Over the course of the school year, 194 kids moved in or out of Pitcher.
It's related to parents' jobs. It's related to, sadly, to evictions. You know, they're staying with grandma or they're staying with auntie and they kind of move around because they don't have a consistent home.
Kids often arrive at Pitcher with huge gaps in their education, and teachers have almost no information about what they've already learned. It can take weeks for records to arrive, so Howard's come up with a workaround, a 5-minute test out of the back of a book about teaching kids to read by sounding out words.
But we don't wait a week. I mean, we get them in immediately into some small group and get them going.
Howard swears by small group instruction for her students. 2 years ago, Pitcher got a school improvement grant from the Kauffman Foundation. Howard used the money to convert the school's textbook storage room into the learning lab. All day long, kids rotate in and out of the learning lab in groups of 5 or 6, getting really individualized instruction from tutors. Karen Gruber is working with 6th graders who all speak Spanish at home.
Okay. So if I say my alphabet, I'm going to say R, what comes next? Okay.
Gruber retired from Pitcher a couple of years ago, but Howard convinced her to come back as a tutor. With $72,000, what Howard pays for 6 part-time tutors, Pitcher could have hired a full-time reading specialist. That's what a lot of schools do when they have a little extra money to put toward improving student achievement. But a reading specialist, however good, is only one person.
If you got 25 kids in a class, teacher can't give immediate feedback to all 25. You get them in small groups and they can, and that's what moves them along.
Teachers also use this approach in their classrooms so they can spend more one-on-one time with students who need extra help. Kindergarten teacher Julia Meyer gets one group playing an educational computer game, another working on review packets, and a few students reading about superheroes. That frees Meyer up to work with kids on sentences.
If you don't know how to spell those words, come and talk to me.
One boy isn't sure how to write the name of his favorite video game, Crash Bandicoot.
Let's spell Crash. What was the blend you said?
That's when two letters together make one sound. The student knows that SH makes the sound SH, even though Meyer hasn't taught them that yet. Figuring out what transfer students know coming in is an ongoing challenge at Pitcher. In kindergarten, it's pretty common to teach a letter a week that first semester. A new student might already know the letter that Meyer's teaching that week, but not any of the letters she's already taught.
I would do the sound and letter test and see where they're at, and I would put them in the group that they best match. I've never had a group where they wouldn't fit in.
Mid-year assessments let principals know if their interventions have been successful, and at Pitcher, the individualized approach seems to be working. Students had better than expected growth between September and January. Mike English is the executive director of the literacy nonprofit Turn the Page KC. He says bringing in retired teachers is a really good strategy.
Because they really know what they're doing. Because they've been trained to teach and have done it.
There's another benefit. Having lots of tutors puts more adults who care about kids in the building.
When your family is moving, things usually aren't great. You have to remember that this is a student who's not only experiencing stress at home, but also at school when they get there. They don't know anybody. They don't know the adults.
The combination of tactics has worked at Pitcher, but next year there isn't money for tutors. Principal Howard says that means no learning lab. And a great academic loss for students who need that extra help. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.